Birds a 7-point lead, 14-7 with 95 seconds to go in this first quarter. London with the approach, line drive kick this time. It's going to sail 9 yards deep in the end zone over the head of Jalen Carr, and the Birds will have it for a touchback.
Yeah, he drove it that time with the wind, and there's a little bit of a wind, but he got that ball on the line drive and went easily into the end zone. His first kick was pretty short.
Very short.
Yeah, so Illinois State lined up on the 10-yard line with their two deep guys, and he kicked it over their head very easy.
So with 1:35 to go in the opening quarter, Birds set to go on offense. Tommy Rittenhouse, been outstanding so far today, now joined in the backfield by Winkers Wright. Takes a shotgun snap on first down, left hash, throws out of the backfield, tried to find Winkers Wright. Thought he might have been hit prematurely. Kerpasco's incomplete.
He was hit early, there's no doubt about that. But I think the official's saying it was not a catchable ball, so he didn't throw the flag.
Canyon Walker made contact with Winkers Wright. The transfer out of Tulane came over from the free safety spot, but it goes incomplete, second down and 10. Birds now at the left hash. From their own 25, trips to the right. Give is to Winkers Wright, and it's going to be very tough sledding as he tries to grind his way forward. Gets out to about the 27, a short pickup of 2, and third down and long now for Illinois State.
Need to get a first down here. They need to throw the football now and get a first down.
Change the momentum of this after the Murray State score. Rittenhouse on third down and 8 from his own 27. Sends 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Rittenhouse back to pass. Has time, throws over the middle. Pass complete. Cam Grandy comes back for the football at the 35. He's pushed backwards down to the 32. And we'll see where they spot it. He made that catch right out toward the yard to gain. And I believe he's still going to be about a half a football length shy.
It's going to bring up
fourth and less than 1.
Well, if they would have spotted it where he caught the ball, John, it was a first down. They're spotting it where he came back to.
Birds were 6-for-6 on fourth down conversions last week. Rittenhouse takes a snap. Give Winkers right straight up the middle. He has the first down and a couple of yards more. Out to the 38-yard line, and that'll move the chains for Redbird Toyota first down.
Good tough run there by Winkers. Short yard. He's your best short yardage back they had.
So the Birds move the chains, 13 seconds, and a ticking clock here in the opening quarter, and that very well might be the final play of this opening frame.
Right.
Game clock down to 2. Rittenhouse claps. They snap the football, but they're going to say the first quarter clock expired first, and 15 minutes are in the books here at Hancock Stadium in Normal, and the Redbirds enjoying a 14-7 lead on our McDonald's scoreboard. No one gets it closer to the game than Sirius XM College Sports Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial today at SiriusXM.us/collegesportsradio2023. One quarter in the books here on Senior Day 2023, and the Illinois State Redbirds leading Murray State 14-7 on our McDonald's scoreboard. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Illinois State Redbird football on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Thank you very much, Blake Haas. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by the great taste of Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. And remember, fans, please drink responsibly. Getting set for the start of quarter number 2 here at Hancock Stadium. The Birds a 14-7 lead here on Murray State as we head downstairs once again. Our Illinois Ford Dealer sideline report with Greg Birchie.
Well, again, Tommy Rittenhouse showing good poise in the pocket, finding Cam Grandy, and then Winkers Wright, of course, converting on that fourth and short. So the Redbirds, the last two games, 7-for-7 on fourth down conversions. They were 6-for-6 a week ago. I don't know if that's a school record, if the Redbirds have ever gone on fourth down that many times a week ago, but continuing the good work here this afternoon.
Birds came into this one second in the Valley. They've converted 14 of 18, make it 15 of 19 now on the year on fourth down. That's an incredible number.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. But, you know, that's the game of the day. It's a little bit different than it has been in the past, and Coach Back has kept up with the times, and now he's going for him sometimes on fourth down. He used to punt, not anymore. He goes for it.
Redbird fans all season long, the Illinois Pork Producers Association is helping to feed the hungry. For every touchdown the Birds score this fall here inside Hancock Stadium, The Illinois pork producers will donate 20 pounds of ground pork to the Midwest Area Food Bank. The Illinois Pork Producers Association, proud partners of Redbird Athletics. 15 minutes on the board, and we are set for the start of quarter number two. Birds looking at a first down and 10 from their own 38 as the team switch sides. Birds move from left to right in the red and white. Rittenhouse works out of the pistol, takes the snap, fakes a handoff, now running off left side, trying to dive for the 40-yard line, was tripped up as he got toward the Murray State sideline on the far side of the field. It's going to be a short pickup of two. Good coverage on the run by Murray State. They're going to say he got across the 40 out of the 41, so a pickup of three officially. Second down and seven now for the Birds from the left hash.
Zone read that time out of the pistol.
Split eye tandem backfield. Rittenhouse rolling to his right, throws downfield. Pass is complete inside the 45 to Cam Grandy. He went up in coverage, somehow able to pull it in with one hand at the 43-yard line, and it's good for Redbird Toyota first down.
Man, that's a heck of a throw against good coverage and a heck of a catch. Holy cow. I think we got Cole Mueller in the ball game now. You're using all three backs, which is good, and they got a couple. This is, again, the two-back set.
Split-eye tandem backfield. Out of the gun, Rittenhouse takes a handoff. Gives to Blakemore. He jukes a man, gets inside the 40, inside the 35, and finally cut down at the 32-yard line. Jason Coley, 6-foot junior out of Markham, Illinois. He's a transfer from North Dakota, made this stop.
Blakemore
picks up 10. That's good for another Redbird Toyota first down.
He's seeing everything a lot better than he ever did. He's finding holes where he's supposed to go. It might be blocked off, and he's finding the breakback.
Blakemore stays in. Rittenhouse, an option pitch to Blakemore, running right inside the 30 and cut down inside the 25-yard line down to about the 23 before he's tripped up on the play by Marco Collins from his quarterback spot, the transfer out of Coffeyville Community College in Kansas.
About a yard and a half short.
So pick of an eight officially brings up second down and two from the Murray State 24-yard line. Camo Nelson wide to the right, twin wide receivers to the left. Javon Charles, H-back on the left, play action pass option, run Rittenhouse inside the 15, and Rittenhouse finally hit down at the 10. Rittenhouse faked the handoff, went off left side, and a pickup of 14 as it stands right now. We'll see how they sort out this flag.
Real good zone read on his part. Flag should be on the late hit.
Believe the hit was delivered by Jason Coley, that transfer out of North Dakota. We'll see how they sort this out under the direction of Jason Berg, our official. Oh, it's going to be a block in the back called against Illinois State.
Wow.
So excuse me, that's going to move the Birds back, still in plus territory. So it's going to bring up second down. It's going to be a spot foul. So move the line of scrimmage back to the 23-yard line.
Wow, they got to watch those late hits on that quarterback, though. That's not good.
So it's going to be second down and two now for Illinois State. Rittenhouse takes the shotgun snap, throws over the middle, pass is complete. It's Camo Nelson, and he gets wrestled down at about the 16-yard line. And no further there. Came in a crossing route from left to right. That's good for Redbird Toyota first down. Moving up to the 15-yard line.
They're bringing a lot of H-back action in here now, and they leave the tight end in, but they also have the second tight end, which is the H-back in Charles.
Out of the pistol on first down, Rittenhouse takes the snap, gives to Mueller, and he gets hammered right at the line of scrimmage at the 15-yard line.
Wow, he got drilled.
Cody Goatley, an all-OVC newcomer last year, transfer out of the University of Kentucky, able to get penetration in on the stop. No gain for Mueller on that straight-ahead run, brings up second down and 10 from the Murray State 15.
Well, that's the same kind of play when Blakemore runs that play. He sees the big guy there, and he takes off the other way.
Mueller stays in the backfield. Rittenhouse takes a snap, fakes a handoff, now running off right side, 15-10. Hesitation, five, into the nest, touchdown, Illinois State. Rittenhouse, a 15-yard run to the right-hand side of the formation, and the Birds get into the end zone for the third time this afternoon. 20-7, Illinois State now with the lead. First rushing touchdown of the season for Tommy Rittenhouse, the fourth in his Redbird career. And Egan Wagner on for the third time today for the PAT.